Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from Germany, we have Sister Kirsten Marie Beretz, a Dominican sister of Ehrenberg. Sister Kirsten Marie teaches high school in Vechta, and her preaching today is entitled Facing the Truth.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the doors were locked where the disciples were, for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive are forgiven them, and whose sins you retain are retained." Thomas, called Didymus, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples said to him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands, and put my finger into the nail marks, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." Now a week later his disciples were again inside, and Thomas was with them. Jesus came, although the doors were locked, and stood in their midst and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands, and bring your hand and put it into my side, and do not be unbelieving, but believe." Thomas answered and said to him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you come to believe because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and have believed." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples that are not written in this book. But these are written that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that through this belief you may have life in his name. If you don't want to face reality, or if you don't want to confront yourself with difficult issues, we say you bury your head in the sand. It is like the behavior of children who try to cover their eyes to not be seen. In a certain way, the disciples are doing the same in today's gospel. They might not cover their eyes or bury their heads in the sand, but they come together and lock the doors because they are in fear. Peter and the other disciple had already been to the tomb and had seen with their own eyes that it was empty. And the risen Christ had already appeared to Mary Magdalene and had told her to say to the other ones, "I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." But the disciples seemed to be overwhelmed and still scared by the events, not able to believe or to get what happened this morning. And so they closed the doors, not being able to bring the good news into the world, and remained in the room. Or, to come back to our first image, they buried their heads in the sand. But then the risen Christ came and stood in their midst. He is the one who assists the disciples to clear their eyes, to bring their heads out of the sand, because he comes to them. If they lock the doors, he passes the doors. This shows his amazing power and makes clear he is alive, he is risen, and he wants to bring life into the world. It doesn't matter if the disciples feel prepared or not. The new life is unstoppable, and so is Christ. And so Christ sends his friends, saying, "As the Father has sent me, so I send you." With these words, the disciples receive an analogous messenger relationship to the risen Jesus as the pre-Easter Jesus had to his Father. between the sending of Jesus by the Father and the sending of the disciples through Jesus, there is a correspondence relationship that makes it clear. The disciples now have the same task as the pre-Easter Jesus had. They now shall bring the good news of the kingdom of heaven into the world. And as we are Jesus' friends and disciples today, we are still called to tell people why God became man and that he loves his creation without end. If we feel overwhelmed by that task, as the disciples felt overwhelmed when they realized that Christ was risen, we now know that Christ himself prepares us for our job as messengers today. As he breathed on his disciples, he breathes on us, first in our baptism, later on in our confirmation, and whenever we need his breath, as we can see with Thomas, who needs evidence and gets what he's asking for. When Christ breathes on his friends, he gives his own life principle to them. In that moment, the disciples are created anew and, through the giving of the Spirit, have an everlasting share in Jesus. So they, and with them, us too, are never alone again. Christ is always in us with his Holy Spirit. And with him in us, we have the power to open closed doors and to go into the world. It is evident that Jesus needs his friends to proclaim the good news, and he needs us up to today. And we know from history that for many of the messengers, it was and is still dangerous to spread the good news. But at the same time, with this gospel, we know that we are empowered to go outside, not to keep what we experienced on Easter to ourselves, but to share it with those we meet outside.